Foot goes to ball, and we are underway. A little squib kick that's caught at the 40-yard line, and immediately going down the up man for the Panthers. On the reception for Spash was Nate Bernstein, a 5'10", 160-pound defensive lineman. So used good hands. He was kind of going, looked like a wide receiver on that.
Yeah, Bernstein, well, just so you know, he's not a bear.
I was thinking the same thing. So they start at their own 39-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers.
I could see them maybe just probing a couple spots on the line right away and taking a deep shot, try to get the top off the defense for Rapids.
Two wide outs on the bottom of the screen, and the official says, hold on, everything. We got to reset something.
Uniform issue. No knee pads, no knee protectors, so he had to come on out. Or it's not sitting right on him.
All right.
You can't expose the kneecap.
There we go. Try it again. Two wide outs, bottom of the screen. One to the top. They flip it across, and oh, my goodness, down goes Johnny Matthews in the arms of the Red Raider Sawyer Brooks. Brooks, 205-pound, 6'2" junior on the tackle. For a loss of four, back to the 35-yard line.
Well, if a start, just one play already. I mean, Rapids is in good shape already just by that start.
See what Mr. Chandonna does here. Puts two on the top of the screen, nobody on the bottom. He's going to keep it himself, go straight up the middle, and get back to about the original line of scrimmage. So we'll say plus four on the carry, and brings up third down and 10. From that 39-yard line.
And that was kind of a read option, but he just kept it right up the gut and picked up four. So right here, I mean, process of elimination, you could very easily see a see him air it out. Now that's a question. Is he going to air it out big time, or is it going to be something kind of like a screen to the flat or something like that?
They'll put trips on the top of the screen. They don't really huddle up. They just all walked over towards the sideline, got the play from there, and Mr. Chandonna is going to roll to his right-hand side under some duress, and he drops the football, but he picks it back up, and he is going to get put down hard at the 36-yard line. He's going to lose 3 yards on that, and it'll bring fourth down and 13. Let's just tell everybody that looks like these Raiders are fired up for the old River Jug game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not fired up and up for this one and ready, what are you doing here? Go home. Go play some golf or something. Or some tennis.
Pickleball.
Go fishing.
So the punt is over the top of the head all the way back to the 10-yard line. He's
going
to pick it up. Double fumble again. He's going to try to pick it up again. He is going to be buried at the four. Rapids will take over. First and 10. And they are some fired up, ladies and gentlemen.
How many yard loss is that, Randy?
All the way back from the 36. Let's see where they are going to officially place it. Down at the 3, I believe. So 33-yard loss.
I've never seen two fumbles on one play by the same team.
By the same guy?
Yeah. I'm not going to call padding stats by any means because he picked up his own ball and was able to do something with it. But, man, that's a heck of a start.
So at the 3-yard line, let's see what Rapids can do with it as the whistle blows before they can run a play. And Leo Rangel was, is that number 14 or is that number 11? I think that's number 14, huh? Looked like 11 on his back, but
yeah,
it's 14.
It was 14. It was Rasmussen. Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just about to say, let's see if they can go forward, and they already did. That's half the distance there to the goal for point.
So penalty, they actually mark it down at the 1.5-yard line. We'll call it the 1.
So gain of 2 yards, I guess.
Sure.
2-yard penalty. All right, I'll take it.
So let's try it again as Rasmussen will tuck it under center, and he'll go straight up the middle again. He goes
there
in basically standing up, untouched. Touchdown. That's an easy drive to put down on paper. One play, one basically 3 yards. And at the 10:02 mark of quarter number one, Rapids grabs the early lead over Stevens Point.
Yeah, let's see what they can do for this extra point. But, I mean, Rapids striking first. You can't be upset about that if you're a Rapids fan.
So in on to attempt the PAT for
Kyler Tritz.
Rapids will be Kyler Tritz.
Not Isaiah Torque like he was the last time we saw the Raiders.
So the lines are set. The ball is down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is it wide right?
Good.
Yep, wide to the right. So with 10 minutes and 2 seconds to go in quarter number one, Rapids leads it 6-0. We'll step out. Back in a minute. You're listening to Raider Football, WIRI.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, maybe a stray storm late, lows upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with pop-up showers and storms, high around 80. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s Sunday. Lots of 80s ahead looking into next week. Next rain chance midweek. Right now it's 76.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Story of the hot rod.
They're all teed up once again. Tritz puts foot to ball, and it's a little bit longer kick this time as it comes down at the 32-yard line. Picked up by Cole Miller. He runs towards the middle of the field as he's caught it on the near side, and he is going to be brought down after he went backwards for 2 yards. It'll be first and 10 for Stevens Point at their own 31-yard line. So about the same starting position that they had on their last drive.
Hopefully the same results if you're a Rapids fan.
So here's the handoff on the right-hand side. Getting some positive yardage that time was Kyle Medlina. The 6-foot, 200-pound senior takes the ball up to the, I'll say, the 36-yard line. So a gain of 5 on the carry. It'll be second down and 5 from the 36.
Medlina, is that when Ole upsets his wife?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Ole and Lena jokes.
That's good.
Those are good ones.
Couple of wide outs on the bottom of the screen. One setback right by Mr. Chadana, and he'll hand it off to that back, and he's going to get the first down of the ball game for Spash as he picks up 6 yards. And it'll bring up a first and 10 at the 41-yard line. Make it the 42 of the Panthers. 9:12 to go here in period number one. Rapids on top, 6-0. Shanana in shotgun formation. Handed off to the setback nearest him. And he'll drive the pile again ahead for 4 yards this time. Pick up to the 46-yard line. Second down and 6. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage are the Panthers. 2 wideouts, bottom of the screen. 1 in the slot on the right. And Chandonat is going to keep it, and he will go ahead off left guard across the 45 to the 48, maybe the 49-yard line. We'll give him 3 on that carry. And that'll bring up a 3rd down and 3 yards to go as the Panthers are knocking on the midfield stripe.
Obviously, it would be huge if they are able to get another big stop here.
Tell you what, Raiders have really come out fired up, have they not?
Yeah, I mean, they're really impressing me so far.
Belson split to the bottom of the screen, 1 in the slot. Chananaz is going to keep it. He's going to get the first down as he runs through a would-be tackler at the 46-yard line of Rapids and works his way down to the 44-yard line. Pickup of 7. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Panthers on their 2nd drive of the ballgame.
Yeah, now they're starting to establish what they want to do. I mean, they're going to be pounding, trying to wear down a bit of that Rapids interior line. I still think that they're going to try to air it out sooner than later.
And a little stoppage of play once again as the side judge on the near side.
No one got the tee.
I got that taken care of. Every time I've seen Mr. Chandonat, he's in shotgun formation. He throws a lateral to the side and gets it to Mr. Madalena, who was knocked out of bounds at the 29-yard line. So a pickup of 15 yards that time. And it'll be another first down for Spash, their third so far in this drive, and their third of the ballgame.
Yeah, now they're just starting to find a rhythm. They spotted rapid six, and now let's see what they can do.
One in the slot, two on the top. Madalena is next to Shanana. Looks to the sideline, as does the rest of the team, to get the play. Now they come set. Has the snap. Hands it off to Madalena. He'll come around the left side. Nothing doing. Mr. Tritz, I believe, on the tackle.
Big flag throw there on the far side. It's going to be interesting to see that call. I could see it possibly being against point.
It was a loss of one on the play. Let's sort out the flag holding on Stevens Point. So I'm assuming that the Raiders will gladly accept that.
Unless they got some other plans, they better.
So they're going to march it off from the 29-yard line back to the 39. So the loss of one turns into a loss of 10 with the penalty. And we'll make it a first and 20 for Stevens Point.
You know, my Madalena joke, I know my grandpa's looking down laughing at that one.
Right.
He loved those jokes.
Two wideouts to the right side of the formation. Slot receiver on the left. Rolling to his right is Shanana. Under some duress, lets it fly. Overshoots the intended receiver, who was Charlie Belson, a 6'3", 185-pound senior. That's a big target to overshoot, but he did it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was running for his life. Rapids is creating a lot of disruption in the trenches, and they're forcing, and now part of that's designed, roll to his right, but he was going to have more time to get that throw out and not under duress, and that didn't quite happen.
So the play comes in from the sideline. Tight end moves to the left side of the formation this time. Slot man in motion towards the top of the screen with the other two receivers. And they run the counter the other way to Johnny Matthews. And didn't fool a whole lot of Raiders as they gang tackle him at the 35-yard line for a pickup of four on that carry. It'll bring up third down and 16 from the 35-yard line of Rapids.
Well, that's third and long. You know what they're going to do. So just be smart, play good coverage, and if you can get home, get home. Make them drop the ball again. I don't think there will be any complaints there from the Rapids faithful.
Riley Adams in on that tackle along with a few of his friends. Third down and 16 yards to go. Back to throw, straight drop, six-step drop. Got some pressure coming from behind, gets away from it, throws it back to the middle of the field where it is.
You got it.
Caught at the 20-yard line, down to the 15, did they say? No. They say he was down at the 20. That's going to be very close to a first down.
I think he's short.
By about a yard, huh?
Not quite. About a half a yard, but you got to call it a yard.
So fourth and one. Boy, a lot of pressure was coming from behind that time for the Raiders by Matthew Vollard. He just couldn't catch up to him.
Yeah. Gain of 14 on that.
So fourth and less than a yard to go. See if he keeps it himself. He does. Yep. Goes right side, and he's got the first down and more as he crosses the 15 near the 10-yard line. And that's
late
where
flag.
They spot it.
I think that's coming back after the play.
Tritz on the tackle again for the Raiders.
Personal foul
on
against Rapids.
Okay.
All right.
So the run will go to the 10, and then the penalty will add another 5 to half the distance to the goal.
It's too bad there. You got to play smart. You got to play smart in that.
So first and goal from the 5-yard line. Let's see if he just decides to keep it again.
No.
Going to give it off to Mr. Matthews, who is met at the goal line, and in he is for the touchdown. Johnny Matthews from 5 yards out. And that'll tie things up with 5:29 remaining here in quarter number one. So second drive is a success for the Panthers. And they will bring out their kicker. 11, Mason Dillon. was Mason Dillingham. He was 4-for-6 last week from the PATs. Lines are set. Waiting the snap. It's good. Down. Kick is on the way. Almost blocked that time. Just missing it. Flying by. I think it was Zach. Was Caden Shalinski.
Yeah, he just barely missed that one.
He was pounding the ground. He thought he was going to get it. But the kick is good. And so with 5:29 to go, Rapids now trailing it by one. 7-6, you're listening to WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's the kickoff by the Panthers. Chase gathers with it at the 15-yard line. Up the 20, 25, 30, 35, 36-yard line before he is finally brought down. Nice return as he came to the near side. And Rapids will start their second possession of the ball game from there.
See if what Rapids can do this time, if they can sustain a drive and just keep moving the ball. I mean, they were aided by a point miscue, so maybe that can happen again, but we'll see how well Point settles into this game.
Jonah Rasmussen, the quarterback. We didn't really have much time to talk about the offense because it was only one play. And here's a little dive off the left-hand side to Cohen Lehman, the 6'2", 180-pound junior. Takes it across the line of scrimmage, across the 40. Well, they'll mark it right on the 40. Near side, Judge had it at the 41, but they'll put it back at the 40. So gain of four. And it'll be second down and 6 for Rapids. Rasmussen brings the play in from the sideline. Raiders trailing it by a single digit. The 4:45 mark, period number one. And whistles again below.
They're talking about the same issue with the knees there to a Point player, sending him off the field.
We haven't seen that all year. Now we've seen it twice in one game.
Yeah, I think that's, well, knee injuries, concussions and knee injuries are the two biggest ones that they really worry about. So it's understandable.
Poor Tua last night, huh?
Yeah,
third
man.
Third in a couple years.
Ugh.
There's a pitch back on the left-hand side, and oh, he is in a load of trouble for the Raiders with Landon Pilot. Landon, a 5'8", 140-pound senior, ends up losing a couple of yards back to the 37-yard line, so we'll say a loss of three. It'll bring up third and nine for Rapids. Spash had that one smelled out pretty well.
Oh yeah, they weren't fooled. They also blew Rapids back off the ball from the trenches that they were able to play that play in most of Rapids' backfield.
The things I was reading today, people are calling for Tua to maybe retire after he just signed the big contract.
So I'll tell you what, in one of my fantasy football groups, we're in a group that we can smack talk a lot. And right there, I said, "That's it. That's career. He's almost dead."
Boy. That's scary stuff. And the man whose army ran into?
Damar
Hamlin. Yeah. Rapids is going to take a timeout. We'll just take a 30-second timeout, Seth. And we'll be back with more from Woodtrust Bank Field here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to FM 105.5, WIRI.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
It's 12 o'clock.
You know, Seth plays such good bumper music, sometimes you just want to sit and listen for a while.
I usually do.
Third down, 9 yards to go as we come back out of the TO, and they will run it off right tackle. It's going to be good for a gain up to the 42-yard line. That will be 5 yards on the carry, but it'll bring up fourth down and four for Rapids.
Looks like Sawyer Brooks was on that carry.
They're going to give him one more yard. I should just know better and just give him 1 yard. But then you know what'll happen. It'll be the other way.
Gain of six, that works, but just not enough.
Fourth and three, so not four. At the 43-yard line, Tritt's coming out. And let's see if they're going to go for it here or if they're going to punt it away. Looks like right now, they're going to line up. Maybe they're going to try to draw them off, or will they go for it? Let's find out.
It.
The count is going already. Well, they will go for it off the right side, and they will.
Ooh, it's close.
Got the first down, and they're marking the head linesman at the 47-yard line. So a gain of four on the fourth and three, and a fresh set of downs for the Raiders.
Sawyer Brooks on the carry yet again. They're finding something on that right side those last two plays.
You know, we talked about on paper, they're the underdogs. I like the call.
Yeah.
Right? Why not, right?
Yeah. I mean, no one – that's usually – like any level of football that I've watched, when someone's not given a chance, that's when they surprise everybody. When Packers haven't been given a chance, they've usually won. Not always, but usually. I mean, why can't it be it here tonight?
That's right. Rasmussen keeps it, spins out of a would-be tackle. Field 45, court, finally dragged down at the 40. Call it the 37-yard line. The head linesman says 38. We'll put it there. So gain of 15 on that carry, and a fresh set of downs once again for Rapids.
That he faked a pitch back, hit the spin move all at once, and then he was going, and he was dragging some Panthers behind him. And so far, I mean, Rapids is playing with point. Maybe this will turn into a Friday the 13th for the Panthers.
I like it.
I can only hope. You can only hope too, right?
That's right. Rasmussen is going to tuck it under center, eye backfield, puts the dot of the eye in
full
motion,
back.
And they'll give it to the up back, who is Sawyer Brooks. And Brooks carries it ahead for 2 yards to the 35-yard line.
They're moving the ball, and that's exactly what they need to do. And it's nice to see that Brooks is getting worked into this a little bit because Rapids was kind of without a fullback. After the injury that happened to Caden Sager, senior, they were kind of looking at him to be the fullback this year. Well, at the scrimmage, I guess he dinged up his knee and isn't coming back, unfortunately. You never like to see that, especially to a senior. Well, they're trying to find somebody. They might have found him.
Here's a pitch to the right side. That one's going to be smelled out well by Cohen Lehman. The junior knocked out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it. I think at the 35-yard line.
Yeah,
so
no gain.
No gain on the play. And bring up a third down and 8 yards to go from the Spash 35-yard line. And we are down to our final 66 seconds here of quarter number one as clock stops as he was knocked out of bounds.
It looks like we're about halfway through the first quarter in Nakusa. Berlin up 8-0.
Keep an eye on them. We might have an opportunity to head over to Nakusa and maybe get a chance to broadcast a game or two. I don't think we even got over there last year.
No, so we didn't.
It'd be kind of nice to get back over there and share the wealth with them as well.
Oh, yeah, beautiful facility, too. Oh. Paul Hahn's always a blast to hang out with.
I think we're going to delay a game, or we're going to get a timeout before the delay a game as the back judge had the countdown and his flag out. So quick timeout taken here. And, you know, speaking of playing it on paper, Wisconsin Badgers really don't have much of a chance against Alabama. You know, they were kind of in a little bit of a dogfight last week for about three quarters or so, and then they just put up, what, four touchdowns in that final quarter?
Yeah, I can't.
Alabama
even,
did.
I can't even remember what I did last week, and so I can't really comment. Oh, I had to work last weekend. Never mind. No wonder why I didn't remember anything. But, I mean, Wisconsin, they're in a battle there, but South Dakota's all right. The Coyotes are all right. So I would rather them get these games where they maybe don't play as well out of the way early and still win than go out against these teams that you got to play with and hang with to really build up a resume and some respect and, you know, get embarrassed. So hopefully no one expects them to win, so if they don't, big surprise. But if they hang close, maybe even sneak it out, Wisconsin might be better than a few more people might think about.
So the Raiders faced with a third down, and eight.
Oh.
As they'll keep it as Rasmussen runs the option to the left
they
side
might have
across
pushed
the 30. I think, according to the head linesman, he might be a half yard shy of the stick, so that would be a gain of 7 on that carry. And they will mark it down at the 27-yard line.
7 7/8 yards.
Yeah. Fourth down and less than a yard to go for Rapids.
Defensive coach on the other side was very unhappy with his defenders on that, because when they tackled him, they actually pushed him forward. I mean, he was carrying three Panthers, but when that third, fourth one jumped on him, pushed him forward. You don't do that. You got to stop him where he's at, make a move laterally, not up and down, and they did not do that.
Quick dive off the right side. First down to the 21-yard line for Rapids. A little quick hitter for 7 yards. It's just shy of the 20-yard line. We'll call it 6 on it. We'll put it at the 21-yard line, and another fresh set of downs for Rapids.
That might be the quarter, just 12 seconds left. Randy, we've only seen Rapids once, so that was the first game of the year against River Falls. This is a better Rapids team than what we've seen statistically the last 2 weeks, and this is, with the way that they played River Falls first week, they're playing very similar tonight.
It's funny, I was talking to one of the Spash people before the game, and he said, I coached for a lot of years, he said, now I've been doing this for 20-some years, just hanging around high school football athletes. He said, it's always fun to watch how they progress from week one to the end of the season, and already seeing the progress that's being made. Hey, we got to take a quick 30-second timeout, and we'll be back with quarter number two from Southwood County Stadium here in Wisconsin Rapids as you're listening to Raider Football on WIRI.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we're about to run the 10th play of this drive for the Raiders. It's only their second drive of the ball game after they scored on their initial 3-yard drive, covering that fumble. It's first and 10 or Rapids. Straight up the middle, not a whole lot of running room. Maybe the 19-yard line for a pickup of 2, second down and 8 for the Raiders. Sawyer Brooks with that little 2-yard smash mouth ahead.
One thing to keep in mind there, Randy, on the near side, the halfback, he just went right down the seam. No one was looking at him. He was wide open, no one within 10 yards of him. So that might be one you keep an eye on of a quick give up the gut, pull back. Little cream puff screen, he's gone.
Lawson Heffner, the lone wideout, he's on the top of the screen. And they'll run that dive straight ahead once again. A little better push this time as the line goes forward to the 16-yard line. So a pickup of 3 on the carry. And it'll bring up a third down and 5 now as Lehman does the dirty work for Rapids.
End of the first quarter. In eye scan at the optometrist, not looking good. 20-0 T-Birds over the Royals.
They got a good team over there.
Oh, nice game. They do. Mm-hmm. They lost by one score to Abbotsford last week, and Abbotsford's tough.
Here's the hand off the right-hand side. Goes across the 15, 14, maybe the 13-yard line. On the carry that time, was that Lehman?
I believe so.
Running away from us, I think it was as well. So they'll mark it for a gain of two. Bring up a fourth down and a three now to go for Rapids.
That's getting a little long there.
I think they're going to officially put the ball between the 14 and the 13. So a short couple of yards to go for Rapids. Big fourth down play to keep this drive alive.
Yipper.
And they put a man in motion, and now that man, Leo Rangel, comes to a halt in the slot on the left side of the formation. And it looked like the fullback got an early jump. And he would have probably had the first down. He was so anxious to get that football and go that, unfortunately, they call him for motion. And it'll push it back 5 yards. So bring up a fourth down and 8 yards to go from the 19-yard line.
And it's late first quarter in Akusa. Berlin up 15 to nothing. As I said, Berlin, they can score points. They can score a lot of points.
There's a couple good teams in that conference.
Oh, yeah. Berlin's one of them. Nakusa's not half bad.
Well, see what Rapids can pull out here now on a fourth down and 8 yards to go. They do put a man in the slot and on top of the screen. Back to throw, a little pop pass out the right-hand side. I think that's Rangel with the reception over there. And he's going to come up short of the first down stick. And it'll turn it over to the Panthers after they put it down at the, well, they haven't marked it yet, about the 17 or 18-yard line.
That was a gain of,
17 they'll say it's at. So he gained 2 yards.
Two's better than one.
Yeah.
But still didn't get him anywhere.
About 14 plays in that drive, but just not quite enough. And Spash takes over. First and 10 from their own 17-yard line.
Now I'm going to be interested to see what Point does here, because that's their big defensive stop they needed. Let's see if that sparks that offense.
All by himself in the backfield. Oh. He'll throw it out. They don't call it an incomplete pass until now. A little bit late on that as Madlina couldn't hang on to it at the 15-yard line. A little swing pass. He had blockers in front of him.
Yeah, that was what the student section says, butterfingers. I mean, he was hit him right in the hands, and it just right out through the fingertips.
That'll be second and 10 from the 17-yard line. Seems like we just switched ends, and we've already lost 3 minutes here in quarter number two, I should say.
A lot of running, Randy. Running, Randy. I like
it. Ooh. It's like the running Rebels. Here's a handoff dancing through the middle of the line and pounding the turf because Johnny Matthews slipped. He felt he could have cut back and had him some running room, and he says, that crazy Brazilian turf.
Wait.
Up to the 20. Wait, we're not in Brazil.
Wait. The running Rebels, isn't that the same thing as the running Randys?
Yeah,
you are a Rebel.
Sort of.
Rebel without a clue, right?
Gain of 6 on that. Bring up a third down. I'll give him 5 yards instead of 6. Third and 5 from the 17-yard line.
Little disorganization and Rapids getting set.
Ball's low. Yeah, but he's able to get it. Now can Rasmussen, can they get over to Shadana? Yes, he picks it up and he gets loose. He's at the 30, 35, near the 40-yard line.
There's a flag at the 30.
Would have been as of now. Would have been a gain of about 13 yards, but hold everything with the probable hold as the flag lies at the 32-yard line. And that's where they're marching it back from.
So you got to give them a gain.
Got from the 23 up to the 32, so you got a gain of about 9, and then they march it back to the 22, so with a penalty, it'll bring up a third down and 5.
With the way they're moving the ball, it's manageable.
Ball on the 22-yard line. all of that, and they lost the yard. 9 on the carry and lost 10 on the penalty. Here's a pass to the left flat. It's going to be caught. Good enough for a first down to the 31-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 9 on that pass. And it'll be a first and 10 Panthers to keep their third drive of the evening alive. Yep. Charlie Belson, the big receiver, 6'3", 185 for Stevens Point, who leads it 7-6 here in quarter number two. Handoff, probing the left-hand side and running hard. Charlie Belson, the aforementioned senior. Now a flag comes from the head linesman, and Rapids is clapping. Let's see if it's going to be on Stevens Point as that carry went out to the 42-yard line. So give him 11 12. Yards for now.
Yeah, that was Madlina, actually.
Okay.
Little bit of talking going on.
Here comes the personal foul on Stevens Point, so they'll mark it from probably the end of that run at the 42-yard line. That should put it back to the 27 if they mark off 15. And they do.
Well, it was already a first down, so there's four rushing in the game so far. They have one passing, so they got five in the game. If my math holds, it should, but you never know with my math. So, I mean, they're getting positive yardage, but they're shooting themselves in the foot.
And now another whistle. As they're bringing the marker back. So they gave him the first down, and it'll be first and 10 after the penalty was after the first down was picked up. It was for the personal foul. Handoff, off a right tackle, cut it back towards the center of the field, 35-yard line for a gain of 8 on the carry. Mark it at the 36-yard line, gain of 9. Second and 1, Madlina. A quick snap, and they'll go off the left-hand side. And I think it's Madlina again all the way out to midfield and beyond to the Rapids 49-yard line. So 15 yards. That was quick. You look down, you look up. Here they go again. They're in their hurry-up mode. Rapids barely getting set.
Men.
And now a flag comes in as they go to Madlina to the right side. He gets to the 44-yard line.
It'll be a gain of 5. And then the penalty, of course.
Talking to the umpire and the side judge about this penalty. So they went from the 49 of Rapids to the 44 of Rapids. And an illegal substitution. I suppose they were trying to get somebody off on and off the field quickly. But splashed too quick to the line of scrimmage. And let's see what they decide to do. If they mark off 5 yards, it's right there. And it's, the difference should be it's first and 5, right?
Yeah, it should be. So, yeah, it's a first and 5.
They didn't have to move the ball at all.
Right.
So they're at the Rapids 44, first and 5. Jean-Anot keeps it himself, goes over to the right guard. He gets hit at the 41-yard line and moves it forward to the 40-yard line. Pickup of 4 on the carry. Second down and 1 for Stevens Point. 6:46 to go, quarter number 2. Splash 7, Rapids 6. Good ball game here tonight in the battle for the Old River Jug.
Yeah.
Jean-Anot keeps it again up the middle. Breaks from one tackle, but not the second. Spins his way to the 35-yard line, and that'll be good enough for another splash first down.
Six rushing already.
So as they reset the chains, they wind the clock. 6:20 and counting here, halfway through quarter number 2. So they had ran 3 real quick plays there.
Yep.
Now catch, a little bit back to more conventional.
Catch Rapids on their heels.
Yep. Here's a little counter to the right side and a
think there will be a face mask.
Nah, I think number 42 for Spash. Chris Elsener was kind of slapping his head because he was laying on the back of one of the ref, but I think you're right. I thought they were going to call it on him, and so did he, for a block in the back. But instead, you're right. So give him the carry for 5 yards to the 30. Oh, they're going to say to the 28 and mark it off from there. So gain of 7. And they only gave him a 5 yards on top of that. So it'll be first and 10. As we sort it all out, ball at the 23-yard line.
A lot going on really quick, Randy.
Mm-hmm. Shana fakes the handoff, goes left side, cuts it back towards the middle, 15, 10, 5.
Ooh.
He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown.
Stop, flag.
Bash. But a flag back at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like the Panther lineman, Derek Brooks, number 70. I think it was Derek Brooks. Or it's number 77, excuse me. That's Brendan Klub. He pushed number 47, Wisconsin Rapids, Kyler Tritz in the back. Nowhere near the play, which I'm not saying anything critical of the kid's intelligence, but that's a dumb play. You don't do stuff like that. And that took away from his team.
So
the score is good. Dead ball, personal foul against point. Score is
so he
good.
Must have done it after he's crossed the goal line.
Yeah, must have. I mean, it was nowhere near the play.
No.
So there's no reason to do anything.
Right.
Well, either way, he scored.
So the TD comes at the 5:47 mark of quarter number two.
Personal foul penalty after the touchdown.
So they'll come on to kick the PAT. Maybe they will enforce the penalty. If they have the option, you would think they would want them to do it. Well, it's a tough one. You could put 15 yards, make for a long extra point, or have them kick and give yourself a shorter field, and I think that's what they're going to do.
That's what I would do, because now you're playing catch-up. Hopefully Rapids has it in them.
Belson is the holder. The lines are set. The ball is down. The kick is on the way,
good.
And the kick is good. And with 5:47 to go in half number one, Spash's lead increases to 14-6. We'll step out for a minute. You're listening to WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band.
We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So they will enforce the 15-yard penalty on the kick. Spash will be teeing it up back at their 25-yard line instead of the 40. So let's see what Dillingham can do with the extra yardage he'll have to send it to. And he hits a good low line drive kick that lands at the 22-yard line. Picked up at the 17, coming to the near sideline for Rapids. And run out of bounds is Ty Hayden.
Another flag.
Mark it around the 35-yard line.
Block in the back, I thought was a signal.
So the ball right now resting on the 35, but that's exactly what they're saying. And that happened at the 37-yard line, so they'll mark it off from there and stop it at the 27-yard line. So from there, Rapids will take over. First and 10. That last drive, 11 plays, 83 yards. And the touchdown run of 23 yards by Shanana, making the score 14-6 in favor of the Panthers. Rapids now with their third offensive set. They scored on their first drive and gave it up on downs at the 17-yard line. Last time they possessed the ball. Run the dive up the middle, and Spash defends it very well, and three different players stop it at the 27-yard line for no gain on the play.
Yeah, they were right there, right in those A-gaps. They were not moving. Got another update late in the second quarter. 34-0, eye scan over the Royals. Middle of the second quarter, Berlin up on the Coosa, 15-0 already.
Here Rapids trailing it by 8 as they will take it off right tackle. The up man carries it to the 31-yard line for a pickup of 4. And that'll bring up third down and 6 for the Raiders. As Lehman doing the dirty work in the middle for Rapids. 4:43 and counting. Quarter number 2. Rapids breaks the huddle. They'll send Hefner to the top of the screen. And I backfield behind Rasmussen. In motion goes Ringel. Fake the handoff. Pass it in the right flat. Got a man open over there at the 45 to the 47-yard line for 16 yards and a first down for Rapids.
Second catch of the game for Rangel, 18 yards so far. First passing first down of the game for Rapids. As Rapids, they're airing it out tonight, 2 for 2. I mean, that's airing it out for them.
Yeah, that was like just one of those little, he was running in motion, just kind of kept in motion, went out in the flat, caught it, and got himself out to the 47-yard line of Rapids. Now they go right back to the dive, straight up the middle. And that's going to be good for a couple of yards to the 49-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. We'll bring up second down and 8. That's Cohen Lehman on the carry. And he is brought down by the Panthers' Brett Standifer. Standifer, defensive lineman, 6'2", 170-pound senior.
Good-sized kid.
Yep. That's probably why he's there in the middle, right?
Yep.
See what Rapids can do now, just shy of midfield. Tuck in under. They'll push it over, fake the hand to the right side. Rasmussen keeps it, and he's thrown out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Spash for a pickup of 6 on that carry. And it'll bring up a third down and 2 for Rapids as we have 3:02 remaining in quarter number 2. Deuce is wild.
That's right.
All of a sudden.
4 carries, 30 yards for Rasmussen. He's leading the Red Raiders on the ground tonight to this point.
They officially mark it back at the 46-yard line. We'll bring up a third down and 3 yards to go. And again,
ball start on the near side.
Got the dive going a little bit quickly, and as soon as he started moving, they stopped the play. It was going to be a handoff that time to Landon Pilot. But it's going to go back 5 yards on the penalty to Rapids territory at the 49. And it'll be third down now and 8 for the Raiders. Clock is running after they reset the football after the 5-yard mark off.
It'll be nice for Rapids to score here right before the half because they get the ball to start the second half.
Rasmussen fakes the handoff, keeps it, is hit at midfield, and drives ahead for 1 more yard, so he picks up 2 on that carry. And it'll now be a 4th down and 6. So they went from their own 49 to the Spash 49 with 1:50 to go. And now I wouldn't be surprised if they punted now because they don't want to give Spash a short field with about 35 seconds to go.
And even take a delay of game on this, not a big deal. Timeout. Point.
Wise, save a little time. Gives us a chance to let you know that high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our listeners. Give us a call at 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 FM. You can listen on your radio, as I'm sure many of you are doing right now, or on the Civic Media app. Always fun to come out on a Friday night after a week of work and kind of relax and watch a little football.
Yeah, it's what a 4-5 day stretch of football. I mean, you got to think Thursday night game last night, and then you got high school tonight.
Badgers tomorrow.
Packers all our,
Sunday.
All our college friends on tomorrow, and then, of course, the Packers on Sunday, and then Monday, I think it's Atlanta and Philly. Got a bird fight going on that down there.
Rapids will punt it away, and it'll be off the foot of Brody Gilbertson. Nice punt. Hops at the 11, grabbed and brought down. Back inside the 10. Let's see if they give any forward progress. They'll mark it, yes, at the... Still waiting for him to put it down.
Standing right at the 10.
And now they're switching footballs, and I think they're going to put it at the 10. So Spash has 90 yards to go in a minute and 20.
If they go their hurry-up offense, I could see them possibly doing it. Don't want them to. But it's very possible they could. The three receivers bottom.
One on the top, and he decides to leave. You can't do that in high school. There's a backwards pass.
Option.
They're going to throw it down. Got a man wide open. He overshot him. What a strong arm that time was displayed by Cole Miller, the wide receiver. He threw that from the five-yard line to midfield, and he overshot the intended receiver, Charlie Belson. My goodness, that was quite a throw. So second down and 10 from the 10. I was impressed with the throw because that was kind of,
that was
the wind
throw.
Is kind of from the southeast, and that was headed towards the south, so shows you what kind of gun he's got.
Oh, yeah, very good throw by the young man for point.
Back to throw.
Yes.
Little screen pass over the middle.
Oh!
Boy, that was broken up beautifully. By Rapids, I think that was number 8,
yeah.
Sawyer Brooks.
Yep, he was right in there, and he made, that was a bang-bang play. He got hit right when the ball got there, popped up in the air. Fortunately, Rapids isn't able to come up with that one and grumble in for a pick 6.
He kind of went right through a couple of blockers and the intended receiver. Just a great play that time made for Rapids by Sawyer.
Steady and film, my friend. That'll do it.
So Spash, even though the pass was incomplete, needs to talk about this 3rd and 10. If you know what, they don't pick this up, Rapids could get themselves some field position in the final minute here yet.
Right.
So the Raiders and the Panthers in the battle for the old River Jug. Right now it's 14-6 in favor of Stevens Point. And just a reminder, our coverage of Badger football against the Crimson Tide of Alabama will start tomorrow at 9 a.m. with, I believe, kickoff scheduled for 11 o'clock in the morning from the camp.
Tell you what, Randy, I've been looking forward to that game all week. I actually haven't eaten all day because I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. I've been working on that all week. It's bad, but it's good. Good old Keith Jackson.
Little old Keith Jackson. Let's see what Spash came up with out of that timeout. They send two to the bottom of the screen. And they've got one running back to the right of quarterback Grant Chandana. Man in motion towards the bottom.
Out.
Rolling to the right. Got a man downfield. Can he connect
Wheel
with him?
Row.
He does. At the 30, 40, midfield, 45, 40. Finally goes out of bounds. They'll say he stepped out at the Rapids 42-yard line. Pickup of 48 yards on the pass completion. And it's a first and 10 at the Rapids 42.
That was the play they needed. I mean, they're standing in the shadows of their own goalpost, and they picked up almost a 50-yard pass. They got it done.
It was a perfect pass, too.
Oh, it was.
Went right over the, yeah, went right over the hands of the defender and right into the hands of the would-be wide receiver. Turned it into a nice gain and spashed now in Rapids territory. Rolling to the left. Got a man out there that's caught in the flat by Cole Miller, 5'10", 170-pound senior. And he's knocked out of bounds, but not before he reaches the 25-yard line for a pickup of 17 yards on the play. And another, well, they'll say the 26, a gain of 16.
Which they make up their mind.
Mm-hmm. You look at one line judge and look at the other one, and they're in different spots, and now there's a penalty on top of it for a personal foul.
Rapids, come
so
on.
So from the 26, they should mark this 13 yards on half the distance to the goal. And he decides instead to mark off all 15 to the 11. I didn't think they did that, but they did.
A lot of personal fouls on both sides in this half, and that's something this, I'm pretty sure both coaching staffs are going to be having a chat with them about. You got to keep your wits about you because you just gave him an extra 15 and made it easier for him.
Man in motion, rolling to his right. Shanana looking once again, still looking, firing towards the end zone. Through the hands of the intended receiver,
flag.
There's a flag at the 3-yard line. Couldn't quite hook up that time. I think the receiver that they were trying to get it to is Cole Miller. In on the defense for Rapids was Caden Shalinski. Let's see what the penalty's about. Pass interference offense.
On the offense.
Okay. So I don't know if he pushed off to try to get free there or if there was a little rub trying to get him open.
Now there's a whole bunch of players there. It could have been anything.
Boy, nice contingency here from Stevens Point. Student body well represented in the right corner over there of the bleachers.
These Rapids stands are full, too.
Fun night, huh?
Yeah. It's what this game's all about.
So move it all the way back 15 yards, they'll say, to the 26-yard line. Well, from there, it'll be first down and 25 to go. And we are down to 45 seconds, so plenty of time still on the clock. And now Spash moves the right side, got going a little bit early. So another penalty.
Sloppy, sloppy game. And then mental mistakes, too, with the personal fouls after the play, stuff like that. That's... Not saying these kids don't like each other, but I don't think they get along very well.
That makes it first and 30.
First and 30.
Shot on a pump fake going down the left sideline. Got a man. Got a touchdown. My, oh, my, got behind the defenders and into the far side of the end zone for a touchdown. I believe that is Charlie Belson.
Yes, it was.
On the reception for the TD pass. Well, that didn't take long as they were stuck on a third and 10 on their own 10-yard line about 30 seconds ago. And in no time at all, Spash is able to get it into the zone and increase their lead to 20-6.
A little bit of injury out there. Is
a little gimpy coming off.
Trainer was making her way out there.
Is that number 22? Hard to see the number.
Yep. Auden. That it is.
For Rapids, Auden Colo, 6'3", 160, and a junior. Well, Dillingham on to attempt the PAT. The lines are set. The kick is away, and the kick is good. And with 37 seconds to go, it's 21-6 Spash. We'll step out for a minute. Back with more right after this.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.